There you go. Go out and enjoy today. Yesterday was pretty nice.
It was. It was
a pretty nice day.
It was warm.
Yeah,
matter of fact, it really was.
Yeah, it was good and could have used, I guess, some showers. I saw, boy, there's...
I'm a little ashamed to admit I did turn on the air conditioner in our house.
Did you now?
Yeah.
It was just stuffy.
It was stuffy. Yeah. It was hot, you know, and you move around, you wrestle kids and get them bathed and put to bed and everything.
Sure.
Like, ugh.
That's why we invented air conditioning.
Yep.
So we could live in Texas. And but there was some pretty spectacular
lightning
out there to the north. That was
in
northeast,
in the east.
I guess. Yeah, pretty cool seeing that stuff.
Was that last night?
That was last night.
Huh?
Yeah. So see how that works out. Two women in Connecticut hitting their heads with snow shovels when they and their children got into a shouting match over where to place snow blocking their cars.
Is this really an issue worth fighting over?
Apparently. Stanford, well, if you live in Connecticut, you'd understand.
Mm. True.
Stanford Advocate says 51-year-old Clara Nelson and her daughter, Cristalla, age 31, had just finished digging out their car when they say that Cheryl Rogers, that stapler works, by the way, Cheryl Rogers, age 35, and her 16-year-old son were shoveling snow into the spot that Clara and Cristalla had just cleared. The shouting got worse.
It was same snow, different yard, competing for the same spot.
Wonder if they have issues. Wonder if there's a history there.
I can't imagine.
Cristalla swung the shovel and hit Cheryl. That's a 31 hitting the 35-year-old. That's a daughter hitting a mama.
I believe that's an aggravated assault.
Yeah, to which Cheryl's son then goes and takes a swing at the daughter, misses and hits mama.
Uh-oh.
Then you hit the 51-year-old. Both kids charged with assault, all four charged with disturbing the peace, yelling in the snow up to their waists out there. And there's more snow on the way for those people, so I hope they have that all worked out. I'd hate for things to end badly there up in Connecticut, because they're so much like us. This sounds like the plot for a teen movie. University dean makes students cook her dinner, clean her house, take her son to the airport, wire money to a casino where she is gambling, or she'll take away their scholarship.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
57-year-old Cecilia Chang was indicted last week in New York City for making students do all of that stuff at the school where she runs the Institute for Asian Studies. Now, and we ain't talking Saddleback Junior College here, okay?
Yeah.
We're talking St. John's.
Oh.
I mean, we've heard of them.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd rather talk about beating Duke.
Yeah, they beat Duke yesterday, yeah.
Anyway, now she'll have to
spill
out the details before a judge and also answer to the IRS about the more than $1 million that she embezzled from the university for her gambling habit.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah. Elbowed that off the front page after beating Duke. Not to mention the money that she's extorted from the students over time. Wow, that'd be at St. Joseph.
Ah. St. Joseph or St. John?
St. John's University.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't want to wrongly indict those folks.
Yeah, those are the guys carrying her into the gym yesterday.
That's
for the game. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
on a padded pallet.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
food for thought. To be sure of hitting the target, shoot first and then call whatever you hit the target.
Oh, yeah, I do that in golf all the time. Yeah. I was aiming for the woods.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, really.
When tempted to fight fire with fire, remember the fire department usually uses water. Evening news, that's where they begin with good evening and then tell you why it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, if it bleeds, it leads, man.
That's it. Whenever I fill out an application in that part where it says, if in emergency, notify, put doctor.
911.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't say it was your fault. I just said I'm blaming you. Women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a beer gut and still think they're sexy.
That's a fine point.
It is. Why do U.S. Americans choose from just two people to run for president and 50 for Miss America?
Now you've gone to meddling.
Yeah. Some cause happiness.
Some
people cause happiness wherever they go. Others, whenever they go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, I definitely heard what you did
there. I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my granddad. Not screaming and yelling like the passengers in his car.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than standing at a garage makes you a car.
I've used that one before.
Yeah, that's a goodie. That's for sure. The last thing I want to do is hurt you, but it's on the list.
I like that.
Yeah,
one.
I do too.
I like that.
Yeah. It's 47th, actually. Yeah, on my list. Yeah.
Light travels faster than sound. That's why some people appear bright before you hear them speak.
That's good.
Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I mean, let that soak in for just a second.
Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a salad. Pretty good. Dolphins are so smart.
How smart are they, Scott?
That within 2 weeks of captivity, they can train people to stand on the very edge of a pool and throw fish at them.
And feed them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'd agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
Mm.
Yeah. And here's the
use that one. Use that one in the department head meeting this morning.
Yeah, that'll work well.
Dare ya.
This one's good. You do not need a parachute to skydive. You only need a parachute to skydive twice.